The ride smoothed out for a moment as the Falcon slipped out from under the Star Destroyer's firing pattern. Then the Mon Mothma's gunnery crews found them again. A curtain of turbo laser strikes erupted ahead. Circles of red and orange so pale against the star's glare that they were barely visible. The pilot's console lit up with damage indicators and critical warnings. There were broken seals, leaking ducts, misaligned gyros. "You look at that," Leia complained. "Han's going to kill me." Another blast bounced them sideways, and Saba said, "This one only hopes we will last long enough to give him the chance." Judging they had descended about as deep into the star's gravity well as they dared, Leia pulled up and started around the curve of its massive blue horizon. The Mon Mothma continued to pour turbo laser fire in their general direction, but the electromagnetic camouflage had finally confused their targeting sensors, and none of the strikes hit closer than within a kilometer or two of the Falcon. The turbo laser strikes soon faded altogether, and Leia knew they had rounded the horizon and vanished from the Mon Mothma's line of sight. She rolled the cockpit away from the blue giant and started to pull out of its gravity well. Leia glanced down at her tactical display, silently urging the sensors to come online so they could plot their jump to Utagetu. There was no reason to be anxious. Neither the Mon Mothma nor her fighters could catch the Falcon now, but something still felt wrong. "Saba, do you?"
"Yes," Saba said. "It feels like we have raced into the Shen Bits den."
The nacelle temperatures were already 20% beyond specification, but Leia grabbed the throttles and began to push them even farther beyond the safety locks, and the Falcon decelerated as though it had hit a permacrete wall. "What the?" The last of Leia's exclamation was drowned out by the sudden screeching of proximity alarms and system alerts. The nacelle temperature shot past 140 and started toward 150, and the Falcon continued to decelerate. Leia pulled the throttles back, then activated the intercom. "Cockmame, Miwol, get into the cannon turrets and see!"
"Star Destroyer,"
Cockmame rasped. The Falcon began to slide sideways toward a point between the blue giant and its smaller satellite.
"One of the new pirate hunters."
Leia used the attitude thrusters to spin the Falcon around and saw that they were being drawn toward the distant wedge of a new version of the venerable Victory-class Star Destroyer. Mounted on its upper hull, in a turret nearly as large as the bridge itself, was one of the huge asteroid tug tractor beams that Lando Calrissian had started selling the Defense Force to combat pirates and smugglers.
"Sin battle or not," Saba rasped, "this one thinks maybe Admiral Buatu is as good as they say."